The first two answers aren't all that surprising. The dawn of self-driving cars reminds a lot of people of a time when the original automobiles were in their infancy. Airplanes, too. When I rode in the Google car last summer, I felt like I was at Kitty Hawk, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Engineering professor John Leonard told me, referring to the site of the Wright brothers' famous airplane test flights in 1903. The third response was a bit more unusual. Another related technology in a lot of ways is the elevator, said Chris Urmson, the head of Google's self-driving car project. It's another technology that had a fairly profound impact on cities. Urmson's not the only one to make this comparison. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, has compared driverless cars to elevators too. Elevators didn't just change people's perceptions, they changed how humans physically move through buildings and cities. Whereas it was once more desirable to live and work closer to the ground, as someone who once lived on the 7th floor of a walk-up in New York, I know this to be true. Elevators made higher floors more desirable. Elevators also enabled architects to build up, up, up. The vertical aesthetic of the modern city, skyscraper-dotted horizons that double as distinct urban signatures, exist because of elevators. They created a new and often socially awkward kind of public space, one that feels simultaneously intimate, fleeting, and unpredictable, even as passengers know exactly where they are going. And elevators themselves have changed over time, as the Boston Globe pointed out last year. Trained operators armed with cranks and levers have been replaced with buttons. Motion sensors have made holding the door less of a heroic act. It's no mistake that Urmson and Musk, both of whom are dedicated to bringing driverless cars to the masses, would offer a comparison that highlights acutely how technological change and cultural change intersect, and more specifically, how quickly a technology can go from seeming extraordinary to mundane.